Maseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea v'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We are about to begin Maseches Kedushin, the last Masechta in Seder Noshim. And for us, it's a Bazundra special Masechta, the last Masechta in this series, as we started this series almost 7.5 years ago, with the beginning of Seder Nezikin, with the beginning of the Halachas of Chashem Mishpat. We started it as a business Halacha series on the Daf. Baruch Hashem, we restarted again Seder Brochas. We went through Zroim, Moed, and Noshim. And Bez Hashem will discuss, along the Masechta, the Inyan of Kedushin, the Halachas, are the Gale of Maisa, with regards to marriage and Kinyonim. Kedushin is a very diverse Masechta, the Inyan of Yuchsin at the end of the Masechta, a lot of Halachas of Avdus, of Avadim throughout the Masechta. As an introduction to the Masechta, I want to focus on this halacha, the metzias of Kedushin. We always want to know what the makor is, where it originates from. Is there a mitzvah of Kedushin? We discussed at the beginning of Maseches Gittin when and if there is a mitzvah, like for a person to be megarish his wife under certain circumstances. Is there a mitzvah of Kedushin? What is it? What is the mitzvah of Kedushin? It says in the pasuk, ki yikach ish isha ubo'alo. Ki is mishtamesh with a few lashonos, when it could be a passive halacha, that when a person would like to marry a woman, this is how it is done, but not necessarily is there a mitzvah, a chiyuv, an obligation to perform a Kedushin. Yet we find in many places throughout the Masechta, throughout Shas, the concept that yes, there is a mitzvah of Kedushin. The beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, the Gemara discusses the importance of also the Adam, the Kaddish is Isha, Achi Yerena, is the halacha of Ve'ahaflorech, Kamoicha. It's important that a person does not make Kaddish a woman until he lays eyes upon her, he sees her, and he's comfortable with her. And the Gemara over there discusses that a person should l'chatchila perform the Kedushin by himself, giving the prutah to the woman. And the Gemara over there says, mitzvah ba yoyseh mevishlucha, because there's a mitzvah of Kedushin. Mitzvah ba yoyseh mevishlucha, a person should always try to do the mitzvah himself rather than sending a shliach to the mitzvah. Pretty clear implication that there is a mitzvah to be mekadosh isha. The Gemara in Beitza, the Avamed Vavam at Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Kol she'as yos mishum shvus, ve'ein lehem shum mitzvah, if there's a prohibition that the Chachamim made upon someone, and in a case where there would not be any mitzvah on Shabbos to do this specific act, the Mishnah says, chayav lehem yomtev, a person is mechuyev not to do this on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, and the Mishnah continues, what are these acts that are considered that there's an isra, a shvus, an isra derabonon, but there's no mitzvah attached to it? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, ein mekadshin, you cannot be mekadosh nishi, you cannot marry a woman, or be ma'aris a woman, to engage a woman. And the Gemara asks, how can that be? V'hamitzvah ka'ovid, he is doing a mitzvah. Clearly the Gemara basis says that a person is a kaddish and isha. is doing a mitzvah. The Gemara answers, it's talking about a person who already has a wife, who already has children, so therefore there is no mitzvah, which we'll discuss why there is no mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah to marry many wives? But we do see clearly, the Gemara Beitza says that HaMitzvah Ka'ovid, a person who marries a woman, a person who is Bekanesh and Isho, is doing a mitzvah. The Gemara Mesachim in the end of Paragimel and many other places throughout Shas do call a Seudas Erusin a Seudas Mitzvah. So we do see that there is some type of mitzvah to be Mekanesh and Isho, and we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem today as Hakdamah to Maseches Kedushin what that mitzvah is. Now, we can understand this mitzvah in a number of ways. The Moedei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Chinuch, we'll see, the Rasag, do count the mitzvah of Kedushin as a mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah? Well, many times throughout the Sefer HaMitzvahs we find in Yonim that are directed that there's not an obligation necessarily to do this thing, but the Torah has a special way of doing it. The Torah instructs us, this is how it is done. There's a mitzvah of nezikin, to be done dine nezikin. There's a mitzvah to make a shechita on, if a person wants to eat, they should be shechit, they should slaughter the behemoth in this manner. This is the way it is done. We discussed the beginning of Sechas Gittin, according to some Rishonim, there's never a mitzvah to give a get, but rather, if a person wants to end his marriage, one must do it through a get. He must do it in this manner, in this form. So the simple explanation of Kedushin is that the Torah is merely telling us how to do it, how a person should go ahead, how it works. The chi ki yikach ish isha, when a person will want to acquire a woman, ubala, it should be done through a kinyan of bia, a kinyan of other kinyan, which we learn out some from Hekesha, from other limudim. But, and that seems to be the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, in our Sei Mitzvah Reishu, Gimel says, he shetzivanu livoil b'kiddushin. We are commanded to make a bi'ilo, to make a bi'o by Kedusha, to acquire the woman through ubo'alo. The law says, dover bi'ada isha, or to give kesef, a vishtara to bi'o. V'zu, he mitzvahs Kedusha, says the Rambam, v'haremez Allah, the remez is ki'ikach ish isha ubo'alo, hoira shu yikne bi'o. V'omro v'yotzav ha'isa, we learn out from the Yotzav Ha'isa that it can be done with a document, with a marriage document as well. Just as the when a person divorces his wife, it's done through a document, through a get. Also, when a person acquires a wife with kiddushin, it can be done through a shtar. And it seems from the Rambam, al kiddushin d'araisa, omnom hemivorosh hebebiyo, there's different types of kiddushin, but the Rambam seems to be saying that the mitzvah of Kedushin is merely, the Torah is telling us how to do it, how to get it done, how to marry a woman, how to be Mekadosh to Isha. Chinuch. In Mitzvah Tavkuf Nun Beis, Mitzvah Kedushin B'Isha says a little bit differently. And he seems to be saying that the mitzvah of Kedushin is not to marry a woman without being kind to her first. The Rambam and others explain that before we knew the concept of Kedushin, or today, when there is still a concept by an Akum, by a non-Jew, who does not have the mitzvah or the tools of Kedushin, there's still a concept, there still was in the olden days before Mount Torah, there still was a concept of a relationship of a husband to a wife, of when you're miyachid, a woman, you're miyachid, this should be my wife, even though you don't actually make the mitzvah's Kedushin, you don't make a chasana, you don't actually acquire the wife, the ketzav mishtar v'biyah, but there was still a concept of yichud, miyuchedes law, that this woman is miyuchad, that we have a relationship of one man to one woman. So, comes along the Torah. The Torah gives us a mitzvah of Kiddushin. It says the Chinuch, Shenestavinu, Liknois ha'isha, Ve'achas mishloisha drachim, Koidim ha'nesuin. The mitzvah of Kiddushin is that before you marry a woman, you should be koina her first. acquire her through an Erusin, through a Maisa Kedushin, through one of the Kinyonim that the Torah dictates to us to be a valid Maisa Kedushin, which is the Kesef, Vishtar, or Vivio. Kiloimar says the Chinuch. Im Yirze Ish Likach Lo Isho, Yikna Oiso Tchilo Vivio. The Rambam says that the only one that's Midarais, the other ones are Midivri Soifrim. The Kesef and the Shtar is only Midivri Soifrim. The only one that's Midarais or Mamish is the Bio, because it says Kikach Ish Ishu Boalo. And then before Shir Rambam explained that that's the Rambam Shito. That anything that's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, even though it could be Deiraiso, but it's not it's considered Midivri Soifrim since it's learned out of one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, Shaltari the Dreshes. So we have the Rambam and the Chinuch both telling us that the Rambam seems to be saying that it's more of a directive. The Torah has explained to us how to make a Kedushin. The Chinuch takes it one step further, and that is that there's an Isser, there's a prohibition. A person who wants to marry a woman has to, as a mitzvah, say to make a Maisa Kedushin first, because technically a person could just go ahead and marry the woman through Chuppah or through Bia and live with her Ki'ish V'isho without making a Maisa Kedushin. But the Torah tells us no, Ki'igach Ish Isho Boalo, it's going to tell us a new halacha, and that halacha is the halacha of being acquiring the woman with one of the Darkei HaKinyonim before the actual Nisui. The Rav Sag also says interesting words. The Rav Sag in the Minyan, it says in Rav Perla, which is the famous commentary on the Rav Sag, he asks a question on the Rambam. How can you say the Gemara in a few places, one in Babli, and one in Yerushalmi, tell us that we learn certain things out of Ubo'alo? The Gemara in Kedushin and Avtes asks, Ubo'alo my Avidle, what does the other man the Yomet do with the word of Bala? The Yerushalmi wants to use the word of Bala to negate a possible kalachomer that the Yerushalmi wanted to say that maybe we can learn that a person that we can add another kinyan to the list of kinyan that are applicable to marry an isha, because we can learn from Oma Avriya. That Oma Avriya, the halacha is that you could be kind of a maidservant with chazoka. Chazoka means you make a mice of bilus, you show your authority, you either by a sada, if you want to acquire a field, you know I'll go to a part, you lock it, or you open the gate, or you lock the gate, or you gate it in. That's a Maisa Chazoka. The Rishonim explain also, if you use the property, that also could be a Maisa Chazoka. So if you use the woman, you use the Amad Vriya, you could be kind of a Chazoka. So says the Yerushalmi, that I would think that if we know that you could acquire an Amad Vriya through the Kenyan of Chazoka, so definitely you can be kind of an issue, you can make a Kedushin also through Chazoka. Because if you can acquire an Amar Vriya who cannot be nitnis b'dio, but yet she can be nitnis b'chazaka, kol shekein, an isha that can yes be nitnis b'dio, certainly can also be nitnis b'chazaka. Says the Yerushalmi, no. We talmud leimar u'ba'alo. It says, ki yikach ish ishu u'ba'alo. U'ba'alo is coming to exclude other kinyanim. Frater of Perlov. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, that Ubalo is an integral mitzvah here. So it's a mitzvah that arises to make a Kedushin, so where do you have an extra word to tell us after this Kenyan? We need the word Ubalo to tell us that there's a mitzvah that say to go ahead and be Mekadosh Shanisha before you marry her. So therefore, Rav Perla wants to show and deduce that the Rasag, the Sefer Mitzvah Gedolah, also holds that this mitzvah, there's no mitzvah that Uraisa of making a Kiddushin. And this actually is pretty clear in the Rosh. The Rosh in the first paragraph of Ksuvus and Simon Yud Beis, when he discusses the brachos of Kiddushin, we know under the Chuppah we say, Asher kedushanu mitzvayis of etzivanu al haroyis v'hitter lono as anasuas lono al yidei chuba v'kiddushin. Says the Rosh, we say a very interesting bracha. Hashem is the one who commanded us and made arayas usher to us, and he was matir the woman that's nesuos lano through chuppah and kedushin. Some ask, why are we making such a bracha? Why don't we make the bracha asher kedishah lo b'mitzvahis v'tzivot lo kadesh eso isha? We're discussing in this shir that there's a mitzvah to be kadesh an isha. So asks the Rosh in Ksuvos, why do we say this funny bracha asher kedishah lo b'mitzvahis v'tzivot lo al ha'arayos? That there's an iftar, we bless Hashem who gave us the commandment to adhere to the prohibition of arayas. Why don't we just say that He commanded us to make kiddushin? And also asks the Rosh, Heichon matzinu bracha kazoyis shemizvorchim al masha osalon akadosh bracha. Where else do we find such a concept that we make a bracha on something that Hashem asked? Do we then say Asher Osa Lanu Abraham and Achai V'Hiter Lanu Es Hashochut on the Shechita? Do we say Asher Kedishonu Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu Al Abraham and Achai V'Hiter Lanu Es Hashochut? Of course we don't say that. Why do we find? The audience asked the Rosh another question: Ma Lanu Lahatzke Chupa? Where does Chupa come in? Why are we saying Alidei Chupa V'Kiddushin? Says the Rosh nearly, Ki Bracha Zu Ain Bracha La'Asiyas HaMitzvah. This is not a siyas mitzvah, even though we'll see in the Yerushalmi asks every mitzvah we do make a bracha oiva la'asiyason. Says the Rosh, here there's no mitzvah. We're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of kiddushin, because says the Rosh, what is the mitzvah of kiddushin? There's no real mitzvah of kiddushin. Rather, kipiria v'ribya hainu kiyum mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of kiddushin? There's no mitzvah to actually go ahead and be mekadesh to marry a woman. There's a mitzvah of period of Arabia. We must multiply. We must have children. And this is the hechatinta. This is the way, the derech, how a person should have, how the Torah wants us to populate the world. Says the Rosh, im lokach pilegesh rekayim period of Arabia. If a person took a pilegesh, not a wife, he did not marry this woman, and he had a child, he would also be mekayim the mitzvah of period of Arabia. And if a person goes ahead and marries an elderly woman, or an islandess, or an akara that cannot have children, or a man who can't have a child, goes ahead and marries a woman, still we say this bracha of birchas chasanim. So don't tell me that this mitzvah, that this bracha is a birchas hamitzvah, is on the mitzvah, because says the Rosh, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is purity of Yerivia. And this is not, obviously a person is obligated to get married in order to be kind of period of Arivia, but the bracha over here says the Rosh is not a birchas hamitzvah. So we see the Rosh says the third shot. We have the Rambam, the Sefer Hamitzvah, the Sefer Achinuch, and the Rosh says now a third shot. What is the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah actually to be mekadesh an isha, but rather the mitzvah of kiddushin is kidei to be mekayim period of Arivia, and therefore since it's not the Gemara mitzvah, the Agoyis Hashvi on the side says Mishum De'in Asiyos of Gemara mitzvah. Of course, it's a chiluk of the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah in and of itself. You need the end, you need the peri v'riv, you need the nisuin, you need the children. Then the person will have a mitzvah. So this birchas hamitzvah is not a birchas hamitzvah, but rather says the Rosh, it's a bracha of giving hashrach v'idot to Rabbi Shlomo, that he gave us these mitzvahs, but not a bracha that we're making on the mitzvah itself. The Rosh ends off, "Ubracha zu netakno loseis shevach hakadosh baruch hu." We're giving shvach. Asher kitshanu mitzvoiso. V'hivdilonu min ha'amim. He separated us from the nations. V'tzivonu l'kadosh isha. Not to go ahead and just have a hefker vel of ish v'isha chayim b'loi, and there's no Seder, but rather he gave us a structure. He gave us a structure of a union, of a relationship of Ishvi Isha, and everybody else is Usser, and you're the only person that's Mutter is the wife, and that's, we're giving Shrach to the Rebbe Shalom that he created, and he was to give us this mitzvah. So according to the Rosh, we have a third shot. What is the mitzvah of Kiyiga Cheshishu Bala? That's not a mitzvah deraisa, that's just a way to do it. The mitzvah is piri v'rivya. And that's why it says all over, like we said, that kedushin is a mitzvah. Of course, it's a chelik of a mitzvah, but it's a chelik of a different mitzvah, piri v'rivya. There's a fourth pshat in what the mitzvah of kedushin is. And this is the final pshat, and with this we will end. The Mishnah in Yevamos Basamach Aleph Amid Beis tells us, Lo yivatel odom in piri v'rivya, a person should not abstain from piri v'rivya, ella in kain yesh lo bonim, unless he has two children. And the machlok is Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai says you need two scharim. Beisil says you need a zocher and a nekeva, like it says, zocher and a nekeva b'ro'om. The Gemara is medayik that a person who is not mekayim piri v'rivya is not allowed to abstain from having children. But says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, he is allowed to abstain from having a wife. In other words, I'm sorry, once a person has two children, he still should not abstain from having more children, but if he has children, then he could abstain from having children, but he must remain having a wife. The Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Lo yivatel odom mipiri v'rivya, elem ken yesh lebon. However, if a person has children, he could stop having more children. He could abstain from having more children. However, Zokta Gemara, but Me'isha Le'Botel, he still has to be married. Even if he has children, and he doesn't need to have any more children because he's already Mekayim the Mitzvah, but he must stay married. V'sayeh Le'el Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel De'Omar, Afal B'Sheyesh Le'Odom Kam Abonim, even though a person has many children, Asar Lahamoid Belo Isha, he's not allowed to stay alone without a wife. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk Parash Bereishis, Letoiv Heyoyis Adam Levadoi, it's not good for a person to be alone and not to be married. Now this halacha seems to be a Dairaisa. Letoiv Heyoyis Adam Levadoi, and Pesim explain, why is it not good for a person to be alone? Because of Hirhuri Aveira. A person's alone, he doesn't have past the Samoi, he could be Nikshal and Herhurim and other Isurim, therefore a person must stay married, must get married. Even if he has children, he still must be married. Now there's a big machleik is over here. What is this halacha? Is this a deraisa or a derabon? The Rambam, Peret Hezvov in Hilchos Ishus, Halacha de Zion states, Avu bishakayim odom mitzvah spirit v'rivya, harehu mitzvah mi divrei seifrim, shleivatul milifres v'lirbois, kozman sheish v'koyach, if a person has the ability to have more children, he must continue to have children, like it says, be'erev al tanach yedecho, the Mishnah, the Gemara that we discussed earlier in Yevamos, goes on to explain that even though midaraisa, there's no period of v'rivya anymore, but of course you must... The world was not created to be empty. A person has a chiyuv to populate the world as much as he can. The Rambam continues. Shekol ha'mitzvah neshet nefesh achas meyisrael ki lebona oylam. V'chein mitzvah chachamim, says the Rambam. Shelo yeshiv odom belo isho. A person should not live without a wife. Shelo yovei lidei hirur. So he should not come to erhurei aveiro. Also, now the Rambam, this is the Rambam as you talk to, the Rambam says clearly that this is only a mitzvah de Rabbanan, even though it says I would think it's a Dairaisa. Says the Rambam, no. Mitzvah Chacham Hish L'Yeshev, that's the Rambam we saw before, that the mitzvah of Kedushin is not this mitzvah. However, there are Rishonim, there are those that are dying from the Rif on this Gemara of Avol Yevimtoi, that the Rif would hold that this din of is a mitzvah deraisa, and they explain that why is if lafushim eisur is deraisa, this should be a deraisa, because without a woman, without a wife, a person is subject to hirhurei aveira, that should be a deraisa. And the mafarshim explain, because it's not a direct, it's maybe a groma, it's not like he's creating a situation that he's going to be over eisurim definitely. So that's why the mitzvah to marry is maybe only Darbanon. But there are, these are machlokes Rishonim, and there are some that say that there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah to marry a woman is based on this fact of Lo Tayva Yesh Adam Levadai, that Afal Pi Sheyesh La Adam Banon, also Lishreis Belo Isha, a person is not allowed to continue being married without a wife, and that's the chiyuv, that's the mitzvah, that's why the mitzvah is mitzvah, all the kairos, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin, is based on the fact that it's he's saving himself from the Isser to be shari with the Isha. So Al Kaponim, what we do find, just to summarize, is that there is a divergence of opinions as to why, what the mitzvah of Kiddushin is. Some say it's just explaining to a person how to get married, it's directing a person, instructions, what to do, what the process is. The Rambam, we have the Chinuch, that says that there's an issur to get married without Kiddushin first. If a person does that, they mevatel this mitzvah sasei, el kiikach ish ishu balo. We have the Rosh that says that the entire mitzvah of Kiddushin is merely a hechsher mitzvah, so to speak, a beginning, a tchilas mitzvah of puru revu. And finally, there are those Rishonim that say that because of Achshad of Yehura Aveiro, it would be usher for a person to stay married without a woman, like it says, L'Toyva Yotza Odom L'Vadoi. And Beit Hashem, in the next shir, the first shir of the Masechta, and the shir on the Beis, we're going to discuss what it means to be Mekadosh in Isha. We've been speaking with regards to the mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. Now we're going to discuss more on a kinyan basis. What happens when a person is Mekadosh Isha? What does he acquire? What does that relationship signify? What is the relationship of a husband to a wife to a husband with regards to ownership? Is it a shibud or many different ways to look at it, different rayas and the very fascinating halachas that come out of this union, this relationship of Ish Isha, of a kinyan, like it says, Isha nipnis b'shloshet drachim, a woman gets acquired. What does that word nipnis mean? We'll discuss the Mitzvah Shem in the subsequent shiurim, along with other shiurim as to what kind of kinyan works. Is it a kinyan kesef, a kinyan chalipin, how these things work, and what is the kinyan kesef, what is the acquisition, and what does it entail?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.